This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 17th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 22, year C. Our readings for today, Lamentations chapter 1, verses 1 to 6, Psalm 137, Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And therefore we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Let us praise God, for He is gracious. Let us give thanks, for He is the source of all good things. Let us worship Him now, for He is the Lord of glory. Let us adore Him, for He is the Lord. Amen. Lord, You call us to come to You just as we are. You declare that when we come with open hearts and with open lives, You will never turn us away. Yet we also know that only as we focus our hearts and minds on Your will and allow You to infiltrate every corner of our lives, will we truly be able to worship You. We long to experience Your renewing spirit, Your healing grace, and Your empowering love. We pray that we might walk in the way of Your truth and love. Amen. And we have the hymn, Faith of Our Fathers.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for proper 22, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we can either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Increase Our Faith. Increase Our Faith. In the opening verses of Luke chapter 17, Jesus challenges his disciples to forgive every time a brother or sister sins against them and is repentant. Jesus said to them, "If the same person sins against you 7 times a day and turns back to you 7 times and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive." Luke chapter 17, verse 4. The disciples, realizing the enormity of that challenge, make a request of Jesus. Luke chapter 17, verse 6. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The apostles expected that the challenge of frequent forgiveness required a great deal of faith. However, Jesus replies, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry bush, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Luke chapter 17, verse 6. The mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds. Jesus points out to his disciples and to us that the faith we must have does not depend on the quantity, but on the quality of our faith. A small amount of faith in God can accomplish great things. A huge amount of faith in humankind will accomplish nothing lasting. If, therefore, a little faith in God can accomplish great things, how much more will a great faith in God accomplish? We must ask ourselves, therefore, the question, how do we grow in our faith in God? Or how do we increase our faith in God? While our faith in God can increase by the experience of others, hence the importance of reading or listening to the stories of others, especially the saints of the church, the best way to increase our faith in God is by our own experience and knowledge. In our epistle from 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul reminds young Timothy of his bold and sincere faith which he received from his mother and grandmother. Paul writes, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The seed of faith is planted in us by our parents and grandparents from childhood. The grandparents, parents, godparents, in fact, all adults in the church, have a responsibility to live their faith and pass it on to the children. The writer of the book of Proverbs affirms for us, teach a child the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. We are called to sow the seed of faith in God in our children and provide opportunities for them to hear stories of faith and faithfulness and also eventually experience it for themselves. Timothy's mother and grandmother planted the seeds of faith in him, and as it grew, it enabled him to become a leader of the church. Paul also reminds Timothy, for this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Timothy apparently received the gift of teaching as Paul exhorts him to pay attention to yourself and to your teaching. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. Another way we can increase our faith in God is first to become aware of the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we generously receive from God at our baptism. As we grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually, those responsible for our nurturing have the responsibility to help us to acknowledge the gift of the Holy Spirit, understand who the Holy Spirit is, and what the Holy Spirit is able to do for us. Paul reminds us, for God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. We have all received a spirit of power, God's power, to enable us to carry out our task for God in the world. We have all received a spirit of love, God's love, to enable us to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind and with all our strength, and to love ourselves as God's children and to love other children of God. We have received a spirit of self-discipline, a very important characteristic that will enable us to do what we have to do to prepare ourselves and to carry out the tasks that God has set before us. And to do that task to the best of our ability in the time we have been given and to see the task through to the end. The Holy Spirit also empowers us with spiritual gifts, gifts that we need for God's task in the world. Paul reminds us, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 6. As we experience the presence, the work, and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will increase our faith in God. We will have the assurance that God is dwelling in us, and that the power, love, and self-discipline of God is available to us. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be moved and the mountains be toppled into the midst of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Psalm 46, verses 2 and 3. As God, through the Holy Spirit, increases our faith, we will become more aware of the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And as we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will have done all that we have been ordered to do by God. And we will be able to say triumphantly, as Jesus proclaims in the Gospel, as disciples of Christ, we have only done what we ought to have done. For our Master, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, we come before you with faltering faith, with doubts and anxieties. Teach us to wait patiently on your presence. Rekindle within us the gift of your grace. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, our land can feel like a strange place to proclaim your glory. Teach us to sing the song of your mercies anew. We rejoice in your great faithfulness. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, the land produces of your bounty and sustains us with all we need. Teach us to be responsible stewards of creation and to share of your goodness. As we are thankful, so make us mindful of the needs of all. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, hear our prayer for all who are weary and whose labors seem thankless. In all our sorrows, restore our trust in your providential care. Pour upon us all your compassionate love. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, hear our prayer for all whose lives feel desolate and lonely. Deal tenderly with those whose hearts are torn apart by grief. Gather to yourself in gentleness and peace all the departed. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn, Our Lord is an Awesome God. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service we pray, O God, that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, love one another, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This day and always. Amen. And so we know that the pandemic is still the COVID-19 virus is still with us. So we urge you to continue to be safe. Wash your hands at least 20 seconds with soap and water. In a crowded environment, use your mask. Make sure it covers your nose and mouth. And as far as possible, keep your distance. Please have a spiritually rewarding week. And we end today with All for Jesus.
Today for a poor man like me, salvation come my way, my soul set free. Jesus come for all, and we must hear his call. Open up your heart today and let it be. No matter if you're deep or if you dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, I'm for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he comes for all. Jesus come for I, see manger where he lie, see cross where he must die, for a wretch like me. For God so loved the world, man, woman, boy and girl, he gave his son for you, his son for me. No matter if you're deep, or if you dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Jesus Christ today, the same as yesterday, the one, the only way, nothing for me. Let it come to pass, mankind find love at last, just as it was time past, so let let it be. No matter if you're chief, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown upon your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus.